Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show,
but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh.
Well, you know, I think for me, I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead End Sports.
Tracy G, what's up, Tracy G? Chi-Town's finest. Tracy said, Aaron did not keep the trolls off his back. Mm-mm. Tom Brady's still the GOAT. Heck of a game, Chiefs. Heck of a game. Chiefs and 49ers. In the Super Bowl. Mm.
I was going to get to that as far as speaking of that 49ers Green Bay game. My first question for y'all was, man, is Aaron Rodgers overrated?
No.
Man.
Ooh. We know how Q feels. Thank you.
Hey, I told y'all for months. For months, I told
you. Q, are you ready? Are you ready to change your stance on Shanahan, though?
On Kyle Shanahan, no, because it's going up against Rodgers. Anybody could have won that game. It's Rodgers in the playoffs. Overrated? No, not that guy. In terms of Brady, no, he's not that guy. He's definitely one of the better QBs we've ever seen. He's definitely going to be in the top five list, but he's not that guy. He's not Montana. He's not Brady. And people just need to understand, that's what I've been saying for years. He been getting the pass. This nigga ain't done shit since Carter Four was out. And we just got to be real about it, bro. Like, we got to be real about it. Aaron Rodgers could have played any QB in this game and the Green Bay Packers were going to lose. Because I don't know if Aaron Rodgers really likes football like that. I don't know if he loves the game like that. I think he's just so talented that it just kind of comes natural to him. I think he has a work ethic to do because he's good at it. But I don't know if Aaron Rodgers has that burning passion that Tom Brady does. When I see Tom Brady, and I'm not getting into that game, but when I see Brady do what he did coming up short still, I saw the passion, I saw the fight, I saw the want. Where Aaron Rodgers, it seems like he needs, in the playoffs for some reason, he needs like everybody around him to either lift him up or be on the same like level that they were in the regular season. And that's not what great QBs do. You know what I mean? Regular guys around you, they're going to be probably lesser than what they were. But if you are the greatest QB that we've ever seen in terms of talent, you got to lift those guys up. Obviously, Devontae going to do what he do. Aaron Jones going to do what they do. But those regular guys, can you get that greatness out of them? You know what I mean? Like Brady throwing to Tyler Johnson, making sure that he steps up. Brady throwing to, what's his name? The little white dude who's going to be his new weapon. Well, you know what I mean? Scotty Miller. He's doing what he has to do. Even if it's just one or two plays, Aaron Rodgers, you have to give me 16 points. I don't care how you get it. You got to give me 16 points. The fact that you lose by three at home again, and this is like the third season in a row, man. Kyle Shanahan has your number, but this ain't on no Shanahan genius. That defense is incredible. I think D'Amico Ryans deserves to be in so many head coaching interviews right now because he's coaching this defense up to contain Aaron Rodgers. And that's already something that should be put in the line for a coaching job. So, no, Aaron Rodgers is not overrated, but he's not that guy. He's that guy, but he's not that guy.
One follow-up question, and this can go to all y'all too. How much blame do you put Rodgers on his loss?
50%.
50. All right. What's up, people?
I was going to say, Q, I was going to break down a couple of things that you said. D'Amico Ryans, it's crazy. I remember when he was drafted by the damn Houston Texans to play middle linebacker. So that's how I know I'm getting old. This motherfucker, damn defensive coordinator now. But when you look at business trends, you follow the trend. And when you look at the NFL and where they're going in terms of head coaching, all four head coaches right now in the final four, what are they? Offensive coaches. Defensive coaches is going to be tough for them unless you have something already proven a la Brian Flores, or you already have, you know, the star OC, or you know who you want to get and your defense is lacking. Then that's so defensive coaches, to me, they're just not going to get the same amount of opportunities anymore, especially when you see young quarterbacks coming into the league. You need a guy that can mentor them and develop them. So as much as DeMeco Ryans has earned it, it's just the timing I don't think is going to be good. In terms of Aaron Rodgers, to me, it's not because of him that they lost that game. When I watched that, it was a back and forth game and anybody could have won. It literally came down to special teams. Mm-hmm. They blocked that punt and scored 7 points, and then they blocked a field goal off after a big ass play. That field goal would have won them the game if that would have never got blocked. It wasn't 100% on Aaron Rodgers, but I know where Q is coming from. You're at home, you're in Lambeau Field, and especially when you look at the numbers, when it's cold as fuck out there, Aaron Rodgers has great games. He's used to it. So seeing what we saw out of Aaron Rodgers wasn't the norm in those conditions.
What's your percentage?
33.3. He's a third of the reason why that didn't go down.
What's the other two?
The other two special teams. And then the other one is people just stepping up. Mercedes, he's a vet in the game. You can't fumble like that. You know what I'm saying? You can't drop passes like that. Every possession in the NFL, especially in the playoffs, is critical. You can't have those things happen. And then the other, it's special teams, bro. Like, the special teams lost that game. They gave up 10 points. San Fran couldn't do shit. And what I mean is, you know, they blocked the three from, you know, so I'm adding it to the seven that they scored. Yeah. It's that 10-point swing is the difference in the game.
What about you, Cam? I feel like you was listening to people, but you wasn't listening.
he was saying what he needed to say in his head. I saw him.
So I did watch this whole game. I think I'm with Q, man, on 50%. I may be a little higher. And the reason why I say that is that they came out hot.
They did.
Marched down the field. And Mercedes fumbled that ball, and then it was a wrap. San Francisco 49ers had confidence, et cetera, et cetera. Aaron made a huge play at the end of the game. Maybe this is coach, but Aaron Jones, you got to know to get out of bounds. You got one time.
That too.
Why are you running back inside trying to stiff arm somebody? Made absolutely no sense. Cost them a timeout. Run out of bounds. You're not going to score. Or so play smarter. And I don't know why he did that, but he's smarter than that. Field goal got blocked. So I'm with you on the special teams. It was horrendous. But when you're Aaron Rodgers, you got to overcome that. Then you guys talk about and you know, gush over what he did when he didn't have his guys. Man, no receivers. He won this game. Blah, 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 blah. All this stuff. When you're at home in that temperature and you got all the, now you got your guys, you got to move. And they were moving the ball, but you got to execute. And there was one, the reason why I'm 50-50 and maybe higher is there was one put away drive that they had to settle for 3 points and he didn't get it.
Yep, that last one.
That last possession when they were in the red zone, that's the one you got to put the nail in the coffin, because you know these motherfuckers can't do shit on offense. You got to have that killer instinct. I'm not giving you guys a chance. I know, because you already know the special teams is fucked up. You didn't know they were going to block a punt and everybody going to stand around and just watch the shit just bounce. But you got to put them away. Right. And that's it, man. Like, you're at home, probably going to be MVP again, but you had shot. You had ample enough opportunities to bury them.
Yep.
And he did not.
You know, another thing too, Ken, that last drive that they had on, I want to say it was the fourth down when he threw it in the double team to Devontae, he had MVS wide open. And it's one of those things where, in my opinion, Aaron Rodgers is at his best when he has 6-7 different receivers catching the ball. But in this one, you saw where he lost the trust and confidence in everybody else. Where out of, I want to say he had like 30-something attempts, 21 targets was either to Devontae or to Aaron Jones.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
That's a problem.
I mean, you got 12 attempts by Aaron Jones running the ball. In frigid weather, you probably got to run it more than that.
Corey Dillon got a couple.
He had seven, and then he got hurt. But I think he had seven too many. You know,
He's really their running back at this point.
Aaron Jones is your guy.
That's what I was.
Aaron Jones is your fucking guy, bro.
I've been hearing that, but
fuck,
I trust
AJ Dillon in the playoffs.
I trust Aaron Jones way more.
So I'm like, my thing is, the special teams lost that game.
Mm-hmm.
LaFleur's coaching at times lost that game. Mercedes Lewis' ill-timed fumble lost that game. Aaron Rodgers didn't win the motherfucking
100.
Game.
I agree with that. 1,000,000%.
Sean, give me your percentage.
Ken took the words out of my mouth.
I'm saying percentage, though.
That's why I 50. It's 50 for that reason. Mm-hmm. Aaron Jones, I expect more from Aaron Jones. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I'm sorry. I expect Aaron Rodgers to win a game like that. And like we saw in the Tampa Bay game last year, it's the same thing. We expect him to put the team on his back and say, we're going to get this one. If you're betting on quarterbacks, that's a guy you should be able to bet on.
He's top three. Right, yeah. Like Mahomes, Brady, Rodgers. It's supposed to be the trifecta.
Them three, we don't worry about at the end of games. Like we don't.
If they got the ball, and mm-hmm. all you need is three to win,
right?
Book it.
And you saw it, the other two did it.
Mm-hmm. The other two did it.
You know what I'm saying?
Not Brady.
Well, he did it. That's what I'm saying.
He put him in position. He did what he was supposed to do.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
So in saying that, I expect the same thing from
100%.
Man, for me, I've been going back and forth on between 33% and 50 or 60%. And I'm stuck between what FIFO said and Ken said. But at the end of the day, I can't tout this nigga as Aaron Bleeping Rodgers. And he can't get you over 10 points in a divisional game.
Correct.
At home, if he's supposed to be as comfortable as FIFO say he is in the cold, you would expect a name like Aaron Rodgers to get you more than 10 points. And mm-hmm. I think that's the end of the case for there. At first, FIFA, I was with you. The special teams clearly lost that game.
Man.
Mercedes Lewis fumble came at the worst time because they were driving. Those are all points. But then at the same time, it's like if you're in red zone, you got to get tubs. That's the same issue that I have with Joe Burrow. We'll get to it as far as how he stares down Chase a lot. And then also, we settle for field goals a lot. Like, these are the times where you got to punch it in somehow, some way, if you want to be that elk of quarterback. But obviously, I'm giving Burrow a pass because first full season. Like, I'm not even tripping on him. But with Rodgers, it's like, this is third NFC championship.
He don't get a pass.
No.
Out of anybody.
Right. Multiple-time MVP.
Like, it's like
expectations.
And
bro.
You are balling in the regular season. And it doesn't really even translate, damn near not at all.
Right. And you're playing against Jimmy G. You should be able to beat Jimmy. If no,
and that's 60 now. It's 60%. Jimmy fucking G. This bruh, when I talk about white man luck, he took over Tom Brady's spot.
He has taken over Tom Brady's spot. Yeah,
and maybe that's only because Tom Brady lost to a white man. Maybe that's what cancels it out. But
you know, like, talk about Jimmy G too. Like, the 49ers squandered a lot of opportunities themselves. That one missed by George Kittle early in the game for a big third down.
It was cold, man. It was freezing.
They
used to it yet.
Nah, they're from San Fran. You know, it's a little different.
It was freezing.
But like, they had a lot of miscues in that game too. Like, they almost didn't want
to
win.
Jimmy wanted to lose. He wanted to go home. He was ready. He's like, all right, I'm going to give y'all a pick six. Damn, you caught it? All right, I'm gonna give y'all a pick six. Damn, you dropped it. He wanted them to lose that game, and then what's the worst part of it? He made the throws at the end of the game, and we need a first down. Jimmy, gotcha.
Kyle calls some great plays.
We need another first down. Gotcha. And I'm the Packers. I'm like, why are they letting Kittle get that inside? He got the inside twice.
But number one, leverage. And again, this is why I love Kyle Shanahan. He'll move guys around so that way he can create the matchups and where he wants them to be, right? So, like, if I have an in-breaking route, I'm going to move him so that way the defender has to play him on the outside, and I know he's going to go inside. You know what I'm saying?
But it happened, like, twice on that drive,
with
bro.
No inside
Kyle protect? Shanahan.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan. You know, I know how Q feels about him, but, bro.
Is Matt LaFleur offense or defensive coordinator?
Offense. He's an offensive guy.
That's just the craziest thing. What else is crazy is how they use Debo.
Hold on. Let's talk about some Debo.
Who in the world thought Debo was going to be doing this?
Nobody.
At the beginning of the year.
My homeboy had Debo in fantasy last year, and he was hyping up Debo. I'm like, Debo ain't shit. He got him again this year. I was like, bro, you called it early.
Yeah.
I did not expect Debo to be like this.
I always thought Debo had it in him, but he was injury prone, so he was always going to get hurt. That was my whole thing with him. Debo did it at South Carolina. He did the same thing in college. He was I went. That was one time. But I'm just saying he was electrifying.
We get once a show.
He was electrifying, but he would get hurt a lot. So that's what I figured would be his problem. But
he stayed healthy this year. They just let him get that last first down.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It was what, third and seven? Hey, and he got 10?
Yes.
But you know what, though? I have not, and I've watched a lot of football in my life, I have not seen somebody physical like that.
What about Cordell Patterson this season?
Same thing.
Yeah, but he don't run like Debo. He don't have the pop Debo had. Like, Debo could be a running back, bro. Debo could be a running back.
He played running back.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying.
He played running
back. Yes, you can see it.
He plays running back. And what did he average about, 6.6 yards a carry or something like that?
Something crazy.
It was crazy.
Yo, that dude, I'm not going to lie, one of the best plays that I done seen in a very long time, it reminded me back when I was on the field, and I'm like, yep, that's why I don't play football no more. When Debo broke, and then that linebacker, number 51, caught him. Boom! And knocked the wind out of him. I said, look. And when Debo had to, like, stumble, and he was like, hey, leave me the fuck alone. I just need to catch my breath. That's football.
Yeah.
That was football right there. That was one of my favorite plays of the weekend.